think one of my favorite, not one of my favorite sports movie of all time is the 2004 film Miracle, starring Kurt Russell. It's a film about the 1980 Olympic men's, USA men's hockey team. And this movie is just, it tells the story of this hockey team. It was a bunch of college players, and at the time that was who made up the Olympic team. A bunch of these college hockey players, and they all came together from various places, and this coach trying to get them unified as a team with the goal of winning the Olympics. And I mean, just the movie does such a great job of kind of building up how that process takes place. And it's just the fact that these men work together with the goal in mind of winning the Olympics. And the coach says, you know, I know we're not the most talented team. I know we don't have the big name players as the rest of, you know, Russia is the big enemy, so to speak, the big adversary. I know we're not Russia. We don't have that kind of skill, but we will have endurance. We will have talent. And so he made these boys skate back and forth and back and forth and practice and practice and practice till they dropped, till they physically were not able to move anymore, again and again. And, you know, it's a movie of grit and determination, right? And the reason I like this movie is because it really focuses on the idea of hope, of working towards a goal. And, you know, that's what the season of Advent is all about. The season of Advent is a season of joyful hope, of joyful hope. Okay, but hope—the hope is great. That's wonderful. But you know, what is hope? We hear that word tossed around a lot. What is hope? Well, if you want the Catechism's definition, hope is a theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. So this is hope is a theological virtue. And theological virtues are virtues that are given by God, all right? But because it's a virtue is also something that we can work on. Virtues can be built like muscles. Just like when you go to the gym and you train and you lift weights, you lift, you know, 10 pounds the first day and you work up to 500 pounds. So the same thing works with virtue. You might not have a lot of virtue of hope to start with. It's given to us by God initially, but then we have the gift of exercising it, right? That's what it means to have a virtue. The virtue of hope is the one that by which we desire the kingdom of heaven as its happiness. Placing our trust in God, placing trust in Christ's promises, relying not on our own strength, but on the grace of the Holy Spirit. The virtue of hope responds to the aspiration of happiness. In other words, every man, our hearts were created, designed by God from the beginning of time. We were created for happiness. And we live in this world, a fallen world, and we look around. You see the shootings in California. You see the shootings in Alabama and Carolina. And you see all the terror of ISIS, the refugee crisis that's going on. You turn on the TV and all you hear is politicians talking about the negativity of this, that, and the other, and you just want to just shut it off and throw the TV out the window. We live in a world that's surrounded by darkness. A world that's hungering for hope. In the second encyclical that Pope Benedict XVI wrote back in 2007, Spe Salvi, it was an encyclical written all about hope. And in that document, Pope Benedict says that the virtue that the world lacks most is not faith, and it's not even charity. And we hear a lot about faith and charity. The three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love, charity. And St. Paul says the greatest of these is love, is charity. That's true. But Pope Benedict says our crisis today is a crisis of hope. What we lack today in this day and age is Christian hope. And that's kind of an interesting take, an interesting thing to hear. This, like I said, written in 2007, for us today, a lack of hope. What does that look like? What does it look like to lack hope? Well, if we want to see that, what's the opposite of hope? The direct opposite of hope is despair, right? Despair. It's an ugly, ugly word. And it's an even uglier reality. Despair. The failure to believe that God's mercies are never exhausted. The failure to believe that God can love us above all things. That is despair. Every soul in hell is consumed by despair. There is no hope in hell. As a matter of fact, there's no hope in heaven either. There's no hope in heaven because hope is a desire of something to be attained. And once you have that fullness, once you have the reality, the hope, you don't need that anymore because you have the reality. You know, you might hope for a good Christmas present, but if you've already got it, you don't have to hope for it, right? So there's no hope in heaven or hope in hell, but for different reasons. Hell, you're consumed by despair. And what does that look like in day-to-day life? For the addict struggling with sins, there's no way to get out of it. I'm going to go right back to it. What's the point? Darkness all around us. What can we do to look at the face of people just madness, shooting each other for no apparent reason? And leave hope to the side. That is the voice of despair. Brothers and sisters, Christians are often accused of using hope as like this fluffy kind of shield where we put on blinders and we try to see things in a rosy sort of sense. Not at all. Hope is fidelity to the present. It's not just looking to the future. Yes, it is truly about heaven. It's about increasing the desire of heaven, but not at the risk, not at the cost of not being present here and now. The virtue of hope gives us the ability to be present, to be in this place of darkness, to be in this veil of tears, and yet with an eye to the future, to recognize the reality of the darkness that's going on around us, and yet not cave to despair. Another of the opposites, if you will, of hope is the sin of sloth, spiritual laziness. Faced with this prospect of life forever, of hope, of heaven, of eternal beatitude, the slothful soul just kind of yawns. Oh, yeah, heaven, I get it. Big deal. If you see that attitude, and understand that it is the counter, it's the opposite of hope, and then you start looking around, then you start seeing 80 to 90% of our young Catholics leave the church before they graduate college. Why? Is it a lack of faith? I don't think so. I think most of them still believe. They still have belief in God. But there's a lack of hope. There's a lack of understanding that this really does matter. That we are shooting for something beyond. That even in today, our faith gives us a reason. Gives us something to hold on to. When John the Baptist was going around re-emphasizing the words of the prophecy of Baruch, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain shall be made low. What are some of these valleys? What are some of these mountains that we're talking about? A valley is an emptiness. It's a void. It's a pit. That sounds a lot like despair to me. A valley of despair. You can't get from this mountain to this mountain without having to go down into the valley because there's an emptiness there. Hope is a virtue by which that void is filled. The path for Christ is made straight and smooth and level. And in this season of Advent, that's what we shoot for. That's what the whole point of Advent is welcoming hope, becoming once again a people of hope, of living here and now present, being faithful to the present moment, not trying to diminish the darkness that's going on, not trying to put on rosy glasses, seeing it as it is, for what it is, and yet maintaining joy. That is what Pope Benedict says the world lacks. And again, if you look at it through that lens and start looking around, start making some connections, you see a lot of truth there. Brothers and sisters, if hope is a virtue, if it's something that we can build like a muscle, let's build it. Let's start small and work our way up by being faithful to the moment, by realizing that there is something that we're striving toward, to looking that, casting sloth aside, that spiritual yawning and saying, let's make a difference, let's do something in our faith right now. That is how we build hope. That is the face of hope. Brothers and sisters, this Advent, let's be a people of hope.